Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesci moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Pesci moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it. Stevens is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and Tebbets is picked off. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dobie. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 0 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tebbutt takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. Spence moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson is hit by the pitch. Doerr scores. Spence moves to third. Tebbutt moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Tebbutt scores. Dobson moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr is walked intentionally. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Stevens moves to third. Doerr moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Doerr moves to third. Spence moves to second. Two outs. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbutt is walked intentionally. Wally Moses pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Johnson now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Tebbutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bobby Doer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tebbets strikes out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Caldwell moves to second. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Pesky hits a fly ball towards right. Clark catches it and throws to Gordon, who relays to Boudreaux, who tags DiMaggio for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Larry Doby. Mel Parnell now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Peck moves to third. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Allie Clark. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck scores. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 9, Indians, 9. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Keltner is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Steve Gromeck now pitching. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Hank Edwards now playing right field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Keltner is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tipton scores. Keltner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.